a nice performance going into the championship, and it had everything. It wasn't 100% perfect, but to score 214 from play and to use the ball so well and to see so many of the young fellas really going in confidence and the chance to use the bench, I suppose. In summary, that's how the game panned out, didn't it?
Yeah, I spoke to Aidan last night previewing the game, and we spoke about momentum and when we had the ball, that a little bit more composed, not as much, I suppose, taking the ball into contact, playing the game at our pace, injecting pace when we had to, but also keeping it. And then, you know, that we felt for the last two games, Waterford and Carlow, we'd put in good enough performances to win the game. But unfortunately, the result didn't mirror that, and we spoke about that. But today, you know, we played a decent brand of football. We defended well, which was the key. We knew Sligo had some decent forwards. And then, like, you need to back up the performance with a result. So that's the key. Today was all about winning the game. We had put in two good performances, but it was about winning the game and going into the Wicklow game in Aucrim in 2 weeks with a massive boost.
Yeah, and the chance to use so many players, and Pat Doyle came on and got a little bit of a knock, I suppose, that little bit more of experience than Dara. Neither goalkeeper was really tested today. I thought Gavin Sheehan was outstanding. You may pick up Martin O'Connor, who you could play anywhere. I think he's so good. But I thought Gavin Sheehan really was excellent at the back today.
Yeah, Gavin had a great game. Like, we would have earmarked Niall Murphy, the Sligo full forward, as their danger man from viewing the Loud game and the Antrim game. He was their go-to man. And in fairness, Gavin did a great job. And yeah,
pushed him out the field really away from the goal too, didn't we?
Yeah. Like, and the thing about it is, and we spoke about it all week since the Carlow game, that Gavin is, and Martin and Liam O'Connor and Conor Carty, they're all very good defenders. But, you know, at this level, if you're left one-on-one, you know, it's very difficult to defend. So the key was that we defended as a unit. We talk about staying together, staying connected, and working for each other and working for the man beside you. And that's probably what showed out today. We pressured the ball high up the field, which stopped then good quality ball going into Niall Murphy or the Sligo forwards, which allowed our defenders to back themselves as well.
Yeah, and the work rate was exceptional, and yeah, you have to be fit to do that. We've got players behind the ball when we should have, and then we broke at speed. We saw elements of that when Paul Galvin was there. You've kind of, that's your aim to carry it on, Shane.
Yeah, well, you know, I suppose each management comes in with their different ideas, and with us, the thing for me was to sit down, and last year was a great experience to get to know the players. Now, I never imagined that it'd turn out the way it did, but to get to know the players, to know their qualities, and then to build a game plan around that, which is a lot of youth, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of pace, and to back ourselves. I spoke after the Waterford game that we're trying to get our identity back as a footballing county, to get back up the divisions. Obviously, that's not happened this year, but really to play our way, to play the way we want to play, that backs our players. Because you see with other counties, a manager comes in from a different county and brings in his style. But from seeing school football, from Anthony being involved with underage football, we know the qualities the players have coming through, and we build a game plan to suit them and then tweak it for the opposition.
And young Liam O'Connor from Rosslare got a run today, I think. I'm right in saying that he's the first player since David Murphy from Rosslare to play.
We had the two rosters.
The two rosters.
Yeah, we had Nevin and Tier.
Nevin, of course, and they see him as the usual now. The subs are after doing their stint there, which is nearly more pressure than the boys playing today.
Yeah, no, it's great. And look, the thing about that is we did that after the Waterford game. That's the standard we want to implement, is that we all, our GPS data, whether you're playing 70 minutes or an unused sub, we all have to get our work done. The lads that are home have been, that didn't make the squad, have been given work to do, and then we all return to training on Tuesday night after doing a serious body of work and pushing each other on.
Ben got a great goal, but he got injured for his ward. How the goalkeeper wasn't penalised in some way for it, I don't know.
Yeah, I spoke to Ben. I got onto the fourth official. I asked him, did he see it? He said he didn't, but it actually transpired. I think Ben may have injured himself before he kicked it. I think the goalkeeper did make contact, but that wasn't where the injury came from. But look, he's our captain. He's a great leader, great player. And I knew when the ball fell to him, Even before he pulled the trigger, he had got injured. So it just showed that kind of the guy he is to still bury it and then obviously to be taken off.
You don't know yet, but we saw him limping out with an ice pack on, with ice on it. But it does place a doubt on in a fortnight's time, doesn't it?
Yeah. We book him in for a scan in the morning to see where it is. And like, we have a great medical team with Matthew Pearson and Doc Byrne. So we get him booked in straight away, and he'll get the best chance to be available for selection. And I know Ben, north of the county now. He'll be eager to do battle with the Wicklow lads.
Yeah, in fairness, it's a building process. We've spoken about it already, Shane, and it won't happen overnight. But this is this performance today has taken a few more steps up the ladder and probably skipped a few on the way up, which is what young players needed. But we can't forget the old boys either, the likes of Brian and Doughty. Doughty was outstanding today, and they're cajoling, and Michael Furlong, I suppose you can put him in that category, and indeed Kevin O'Grady and John Turbert. So they contributed, incidentally, 10 points between them today. So they come into that category as well.
Yeah, look, I tried to come on here and always give an honest answer, and we are building, but at the end of the day, that excuse
can only go for so long.
So long. Yeah. We need to start winning games. I spoke to the players, like, our performance was excellent. We needed to win today, whether that was 8-7, whether that was 1-0, whatever needed to be done today, we needed to win, because I spoke them after the game that the performances we've got them, we know where we're at in the training field. But for the public and like the backing of the public and the players, you need to win games, and now that we've done that monkey's off our back, we can push on and try to get a championship win against Wicklow, which will be the hopefully a very tough test after seeing what they did to Cavan last night. But look, we do have a nice blend of the older lads and the youth, but that's great. The likes of Doughty, Brian, Kevin, Mick Furlong, when it's needed, the composure around the middle really is key. It's, and I spoke last night about the momentum of when to kick, when to run, when to tackle, when to drop off, and that only comes with experience. So to have Liam Coleman there, absolutely savage up-and-coming player, beside Doughty, and Doughty to school him.
Nurture him.
Yeah, nurture him. And then Brian Malone and Paddy Hughes on the same line, wing back and wing forward, to work together. And for Brian then to constantly be chatting to Paddy about push on, drop off, come back. That'll benefit Wexford football for years to come, that the guys are nearly on-field coaches, which is exactly what me as the manager wants, because when match day is on, I'm on the sideline. I can't do anything for them. So I need to give them the tools that they're able to deal with different situations on the field.
Thanks, Shane. Best of luck.
Thanks,
for the championship.
Thanks, Liam.